Hello again, this is Dr. Schwartzbein with another Menopause Minutes. Today's topic is why taking hormones orally is bad for you. I'm talking about why you shouldn't take supplemental sex hormones like estradiol and progesterone in the form of a pill or capsule, or in other words, in something you swallow. What I'm about to tell you applies to taking hormone drugs as well as bioidentical hormones. But as I hope you know, you should never take hormone drugs, ever. So what I am specifically speaking about today is bioidentical hormones and why you need to avoid oral administration. Now, as you have heard me explain previously, to be both effective and safe, simply taking bioidentical hormones is not enough. You have to take them in what is called a bioequivalent manner. Bioequivalent manner means the way that mimics, as closely as possible, the way in which the body naturally produced the missing hormones. In the case of menopause, we're talking about the way in which you produced estradiol and progesterone when you were still menstruating. Herein lies the problem with oral administration. It's not bioequivalent. Prior to menopause, the estradiol and progesterone your body produced were produced in small quantities and then secreted directly into your bloodstream, where they were transferred to your cells and then taken to the liver, where they were disposed of. And that's what we are trying to mimic with hormone supplementation in menopause. That's bioequivalent. Now, if you take hormones orally, in a pill or a capsule that you swallow, the hormones first go to your stomach, then into your small intestine. From there, they enter what's called the portal vein and are transferred to the liver. This is not the same path as prior to menopause. Here's where the problems start. Actually, three problems. First, you have to understand that the liver is a big filter, as well as the organ that metabolizes nutrients and body chemicals. Its job is to protect your brain from your mouth. In other words, to regulate the amounts of certain things entering your bloodstream so that excess sugar and other chemicals don't reach the brain in high quantities. As you know, the liver filters out toxins, which includes prescription medications you swallow. And though bioidentical hormones are not considered toxins, the liver is where estradiol and progesterone are metabolized. So once they enter the liver, they are broken down and disposed of as well. So swallowing hormones means that they go to the liver first, where a significant amount of them are metabolized before ever reaching the bloodstream. And this is what's called the first pass effect. How much of what you swallow gets filtered out? How much actually reaches your bloodstream and reaches the other cells of your body? Well, it varies. It depends on a number of factors. So what happens with oral administration is to overcome the filtering process, to make sure that enough of the hormones reach the bloodstream, very high dosages have to be taken, like 10 to 20 times the amount the body needs to be in hormone balance. We're not talking here about variances of 10 or 15%. We're talking about 1,000 to 2,000%. I want you to understand why this is such a problem. And it gets a bit technical, but don't worry about the details, just the takeaway point. When the hormones reach the liver, they send certain signals to the liver. Remember, hormones are chemical communicators that tell the cells of the body what to do. So all of a sudden, a very large dose of, say, estradiol enters your liver. That estradiol tells the liver to increase production of both clotting factors and hormone binding globulins. Excessive clotting is what causes strokes, embolisms, and deep venous thrombosis. Not good. Hormone binding globulins make certain hormones less effective, like cortisol and thyroid hormones. Also not good. So the takeaway point here is that taking hormones orally, passing them through the liver, causes certain responses by the liver that have very certain negative side effects. The second problem is that the amount of the hormones that actually reach the bloodstream and thus the cells of the body is very inexact. It varies from person to person and day to day. Keep in mind, we want to be as precise as possible when restoring hormone balance. The operative word is balance. We can't just fill the hormone tank. The amounts of the hormones need to be just right consistently. Remember, all the hormone systems of the body interact. So if too much or too little of the estradiol or progesterone reaches your bloodstream, your other hormone systems like insulin and your adrenal system react accordingly. As I've often said, it's like an orchestra. Everything has to be coordinated. It just doesn't work to have the cymbals crash or the trumpets blare in the middle of a violin concerto. So, it is with all of the hormones of the body as well. They have to be present in the right proportions at the right times or everything else is thrown out. And that's what happens with oral administration. The third problem with oral administration is that it unnecessarily taxes the liver. Remember I said that much of the large dose of orally administered hormones is metabolized in the liver, broken down and disposed of. The byproduct of this process is what are known as metabolites. In simplest terms, an excess of certain metabolites can increase your risks for some forms of cancer, like breast cancer. So you are making your liver work unnecessarily hard to cause yet another potentially harmful outcome. To summarize, in order to restore metabolic balance, you must restore hormone system balance. To do that, you have to use bioidentical hormones in a bioequivalent manner. Taking hormones orally is not bioequivalent. You end up taking excessive dosages of hormones that cause the liver to do things that have serious side effects. You have varying amounts of the hormone reaching the bloodstream. You throw off the balance of the other hormone systems, and you unnecessarily tax the liver. Now, I know that's a lot to swallow, but it's true. I just couldn't resist saying that. Okay, for next time, I'm going to talk about why using creams and gels is also not good. I'll give you a hint. It's because this method of delivery is not bioequivalent. So until then, be good to yourself.